My name is Sherman. Craig Bailey from Floydian Slip. He's supposed to be Skyping me here in a second. Oh, modern technology. You don't even have to use a phone. You can just use Skype. But he hosts Floydian Slip every Saturday night from 11 to midnight. It's an hour all dedicated to Pink Floyd. I love Pink Floyd, too. I've always loved Pink Floyd. It's kind of, I dedicated today Pink Friday. So, there's Mr. Bailey. Craig Bailey.
Hey, how are you?
You are the Pink Floyd doctor.
That's what they say.
Honestly, is there anyone alive on Earth that knows more about Pink Floyd other than the band?
Well, you'd be surprised the people you meet online. I mean, you can find people who know what string David Gilmour broke in what set of the second show at, you know, Wembley in 72. That's not me, you know. There are some fanatics out there who probably know more than I do. But I like to say that I've probably played more Floyd than Floyd has.
Do you actually have the Black Strat, Gilmour's Black Strat?
I don't, you know. Don't play myself, so.
Okay, I was going to say, because that's a seriously expensive guitar. Yeah, I get a guitar magazine every month because I purchased something at Guitar Center one time in my life, so I'm on the mailer. And it's constantly in the, it's almost like on the front of the magazine every time. It's an awesome guitar. You know,
it's the only guitar I know of that has its own book. Somebody wrote a book about David Gilmour's Black Strat.
I even saw an interview with Gilmour talking about that specific one that they remade, and he actually likes the pickups on the new guitar compared to the one that he has, the one that started the whole thing. He's like, I kind of like the new one instead.
The book details all the changes that they made to the guitar that he bought in whatever it was, 71 or something like that. Photos and diagrams and, you know, I mean, it's nuts.
I'm assuming that the band knows about your show. Oh, my gosh!
That's Brass Production Assistant Einstein.
All right. Do you need to give him a milk bone?
I think he's run out into the other room. He might quiet down eventually.
Okay. No big deal. Hey, it's the first time I've ever been interrupted by a dog, so it's cool. I was saying, I'm assuming that the guys know that you do a show about him.
You know, I don't know. In 25 years, they've never called.
Really?
No.
I would have thought for sure, like, at some point you might have crossed paths in some way.
You know, I've come across some people who have worked with a group like, sound engineers and sleeve designers. I've never talked to any member of the band.
You've been doing the show for how long? You've never actually talked to anybody?
25 years. I'm not taking it personal.
No, and I don't.
Maybe it's time somebody gave me a call.
I don't mean any disrespect by it. I just that's a pretty funny thing. You've been doing a show.
I know. It's strange.
You've dedicated 25 years of your life to Pink Floyd, and you've never even talked to them. It's awesome.
I don't know what to do. You know, I've dropped them notes. I've dropped their management notes. Actually, did for the very first time. I heard back from David Gilmour's manager. This was just a few weeks ago.
Really?
First time ever.
What did he say? Hey, thanks a
not
lot.
Not much.
Stop
he didn't
calling.
Say much. I checked in with him because there was a rumor that David was working on a new album. And I actually guessed at his email address just based on his name and the company that he works for. And sure enough, I guessed it right. And he wrote back and he said, no, nothing's firm right now as far as the new album goes.
But, oh, okay. So I'm rubbing my hands together trying to figure out, okay, what could his email be? All right. Well, what do you have coming up on the show this upcoming weekend?
This weekend, it's a special show that we do every year at this time called In the Flesh. It's all live Floyd.
Live Floyd.
All right. Live Floyd, live solo stuff. We'll play, you know, the typical Delicate Sound of Thunder and that type of stuff. But we always dig a little deeper and we'll play some live stuff from EPs and that sort of stuff as well. So
and David Gilmour will not be calling in.
No, if he does, it will surprise me.
You know, we got to get this done for you. We got to get somebody. Somebody's got to know a number to somebody.
Get them on the horn.
Well, it's Saturday night, Floydian Slip, 11 o'clock right here on 103.9 The Fox. You know what? I'm going to give you your shot to play what you want right now. Craig Bailey, what do you want to hear from Pink
Anything
Floyd?
Anything at all right
yeah,
now
yeah,
for me?
Why not?
Well, in light of the live show tomorrow, how about a live version of Time?
We'll do it now. Craig Bailey, man. Thanks for being on the show, bud.
Thank you.